Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we need to talk about Teresa's wedding, Teresa Giudice's wedding. So her hair is a big topic. And of course, when I saw her, I was like, oh my God, the hair. The hair was its own being getting married, right? And people are like, why, what, wait, how, and being critical. And she and her hairdresser are defending it, and it had 15 million bobby pins and all this different stuff. Okay, I need to say this. Teresa started off that show by paying for furniture in Jersey, in her castle, her Jersey castle, with wads of cash. So I love the fact that Teresa is now with this long, sort of massive, you know, Zootopia crown hairdo with this lavish, elaborate party that is a circus, that her dress is so ornate. Like, she's over 50. It's over the top. Like, good for her. A, she's happy. I met the guy. He seems really nice. Paul and I met him at the MTV Awards, and Paul was like, he was a really nice guy. I don't know anything about him or what it was like on the show or what their deal is. I know there's been like some sort of scandal surrounding him, but I have no idea what it is, nor do I care. And she's definitely familiar with scandal, so who gives a shit about that anyway? I do know that there was no prenup because that was mentioned on Watch What Happens Live, and I said I'm going to crawl through my phone because you have to have a prenup, but that's not my business, and it's her life and her choice and her marriage, and she seems happy and she's in love, and she did not change. She knows where she came from. She's an Italian broad from Jersey, paid for all her furniture season one in cash, and season 99, she's getting married on television with a giant 15 million bobby pin hairstyle. Yes. How annoyed would we be if she was like, she was wearing, you know, Givenchy couture. No, imagine Teresa, she's being interviewed by Extra or Access Hollywood, and she's like, it's Valentino couture. We'd be like, go fuck yourself, you affected broad. We would think like, or now her hair is being done by, you know, Sally Hershberger. She got her hair done from her Jersey hairstylist, and she's the same Teresa that walked in with the cash to pay for the furniture. So yes, I'm here for it. I want more, and I think 15 million bobby pins is not nearly enough. I mean, they're probably stuck in her Italian scalp, and I love it. So she's being who she is. She's staying true to her Jersey roots, and she's buying gold-encrusted furniture, and the Girls are wearing pink bridesmaid satin dresses. Go for yours. I love it. I love everything about it. It was a Bravo circus. It was literally a Bravo circus. The fact that they allowed cell phones at that event is hysterical. Like, it was like competing Instagram profiles and stories. And I mean, I bet, you know, no one was even paying attention to the wedding. They were like, how do I get my moment? How do I get my moment? How do I get my social? How do I get my picture? How do I get my this? Oh my God. Take a picture with me. Take a picture with her. Take a picture of you. It must have been crazy. Crazy. One thing I'll say is, you know, you make a deal with the devil going on the Housewives. Your own brother's not at your wedding. And by the way, I understand it. A, it's content for the show. B, it's drama on the show. The show, you cannot be on a show like that with family. It's just, there is absolutely no way that you can be on the Housewives with family. I probably wouldn't be speaking to my own daughter, okay, if I was on the Housewives with her. It's a shit show. It's toxic. So, you know, this is the deal you made when you made the deal with the devil. I was there. I was in the seventh circle of hell myself with my own deal with the devil. When you're in there and you're getting paid, it all seems real. And it makes the circus bigger and the cameras and the pictures and the makeup and the hair. Of course the hair got bigger. Everything gets bigger. It's like those makeup sponges that you put water on them to, they just expand and swell. Anything you are doing, if you are excited about getting married and it seems public and it's in the press, it seems bigger. It seems more exciting because you're doing it with the audience. If you're in an argument with somebody, it seems bigger because you're doing it with an audience. It's an absolute disaster, but they have dove. I don't even know if that's a sentence. They all dove eyelash deep. Eyebrow deep. There may be like a scalp hair that's not all the way in. They are all the way in. So I'm surprised somebody didn't get shot at the wedding. That would have been great for ratings. Just fucking bust a cap in somebody. So that's what that is. Teresa's hair was big. The wedding was big. The storyline is big. The drama's big. The argument's big. The housewife ratio to civilian ratio is big. It's all big and all Bravo. Cash your fucking checks, everybody. So also with the Teresa thing, I love that she remembers where she came from. The Italian bride from Jersey getting married in a big, elaborate, lavish wedding. She should be eating blue mashed potatoes. He should be in a ruffled tuxedo. There was this place, Russo's on the Bay in Queens, where people would come at Italian weddings. People would come out of the floor, like enveloped in smoke and like, they would have these money trees where you were passing around the money you gave to the bride and the groom. And I loved it because it was authentically Italian. And the food was insane. Like, you know that Teresa probably had like Zeppelas flying, this Italian fried pastry, like flying in like the craziest food. So I like someone who remembers where they came from. I like that she's not like in vintage Valentino, you know, with like a caviar tasting menu with some bullshit. She's being who she always was, and that's what we want. We hate when someone forgets where they came from. Does Victoria Beckham seem like she remembers where she came from as a Spice Girl? Or does she seem to want to rinse it like she's just an aristocrat from Great? I'm an aristocrat from Great Britain, like that. You know, she's totally evolved into something completely different. Kim Kardashian doesn't even resemble someone wearing the bandage dresses, pushing Paris Hilton out of the way to get her picture taken with Nick Lachey, you know, pre all her plastic surgery and all this fashion styling from Kanye. You know, now it's all, you know, Anna Wintour and we're all so high fashion. I mean, I like that Teresa's, you know, it's over a decade later and she's the same person she was and she walked in. I like that. I like to think that I'm very similar to when I walked in. Yes, I have more money. I'm not broke. I'm not, but I'm still the fucking crazy bitch I am. I still post pictures of my gray hairs, my frizzy. I'm still the same exact person who walks into TJ Maxx like a crazy person, you know, filling up my cart. I don't want to change. That's who I was born. Everybody else wants to cover themselves in somebody different. So Teresa, yay. And it happens with everybody on the Housewives. They all want to evolve. Look at Dorit on season one of her Housewives. And now with all the elaborate hairstyles and the matching Gucci head to toe. Look at Lisa Rinna with what she used to wear. She used to wear like a sheath dress. Now it's always like all labels and logos. And, you know, it's just different. It's just not the same. I like someone who's walking out of here the way she came in. She's walking down that aisle the way she walked in. She's not leaving Jersey behind. And I respect that. I don't love, you know, Meghan Markle doesn't remember taking pictures in front of Buckingham Palace because she had no idea who Prince Harry was. Like, all these people are so full of shit with their bag of like their bag of filtered bullshit. Teresa is the same girl she was before. She's got more makeup on. You know, it's better glam, but still. So I like it. I think she should have had 10 million bobby pins. I think the hair was not big enough. I don't think there was enough lace. And I love that it was a fucking media circus. I love it. She walked in with a circus, and she walked down that aisle with a circus. And I'm fully here for it, Teresa. Mazel. They're all so full of shit. You think Nicole Richie remembers what she looked like on The Simple Life? You know, or does she remember, or is she, it's all post Rachel Zoe fashion makeover. Everybody takes themselves so seriously. Khloe Kardashian doesn't seem like she remembers where she started. Just remember where you came from. It's the spirit of who you are. Everybody wants to be a fake, modern, fancier version of themselves. And it's boring. It's not interesting. It's not textural. I love it. Find me five celebrities who are still who they walked in as. Find them for me. I want to see them. Those are the people I respect. Amy Schumer is the same fucking broad as when she walked in. Same thing. Amy Schumer is the same. I know Sia. Sia is the same goddamn broad as when she walked in. Just, you got to find those people. I love those people. They're the same person as when they walked in. They just don't change. I love that.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I know we're supposed to respect their privacy during this very difficult time, but Pete and Kim have broken up. And it's so funny the way the wind blows. Everyone's like, oh, like we ever knew it was going to last. Fucking stop. So many young girls like, she's really in love with him. I think they're going to get engaged. They're going to have kids soon. He's going to propose. Everybody did believe the fucking bullshit hype. Okay, they did. I did not. And you know I didn't because I said on here, Pete is a star fucker, and that's just the fact of the matter. And it's a literal fact. He has fucked many stars. He is a star fucker. I apologize for any confusion, but he has leveled up every time. So I don't know who he could possibly date now. I need to understand who he could date. Like, who could he date? He hasn't. If it's for money, he could go date Melinda Gates. If it's for fame, who's more famous than Kim Kardashian? I think you have to date two famous people at the same time and like put them together to equal one famous person. Who can he date? Who's more famous than Kim Kardashian? He could date like Tom Cruise, like be with a famous man. Then that really like that takes it to another level. I just don't know who the man could date now. I really don't know. You know, or you go back down to the sticks. Take it down to the sticks. I don't know who you date. Maybe go in a different category. Charli D'Amelio, one of these girls. I don't know. I don't know what he's supposed to do now. He's hit the fucking wall. You got to take small bites because then you run out of road. He has run out of celebrity road, but more important than any of that, okay? And by the way, he's a love bomber. Like he's always been. Like he's like Chia relationship. He gets involved with somebody. The next day, they're madly in love. They've tattooed each other all over each other. They're engaged. They're married. They're flaunting it. It's always very public. Guess what? The most famous people in the world can avoid the paparazzi. I swear to you, I know this. It is a fact. Everybody getting papped all the time wants to get papped all the time. You know where to go, where not to go. Stay fucking home. You know what time to go. Trust and believe. That's the story. Which is why J-Lo and Ben are papped all the time because they go on a very public eloping and public honeymoon in Paris. They're not like hiding in the Seychelles or in, you know, the depths of Bora Bora. So if you're being photographed, you want to be photographed. So Pete and Kim wanted to be photographed for whatever reason. Not my business, but he seems to go high and low and have some emotional challenges and we just were force-fed that relationship, and we all have to, like, then all of a sudden now be like, we're very sorry we want to respect your privacy during this difficult time. It's crazy. So that's Pete and Kim. Kanye does whatever the fuck Kanye wants, and it's respectable. And people will get mad at me, and you can get mad at me. I just think it's liberating for a person. I relate to this a little bit. I don't go all the way. He goes all the way. Raw dog. He doesn't give a fuck. He is the honey badger. Honey badger don't give a fuck. Kanye don't give a fuck. Kanye is the honey badger. He did something and someone approved it. It was graphics. Unless Kanye himself knows how to like put together that New York Times cover that said Skeet Davidson dies at 28 or whatever he said. And then something about Kid Cudi at the bottom. He is a gangster. He doesn't care. He gives so few fucks. I find it liberating in the world of filtering and covering, and I know he's got his own orchestration of the media and his own bullshit, and he wants everyone to believe all his bullshit, and it is bullshit. I'm Team Kanye. I'm sorry. You can get fucking mad at me. And this round, in the round when he was like trolling her, I was not Team Kanye because he was risking the custody of his kids, and you don't fuck around with that. But in this round, in just taking one last little slap, I'm Team Kanye. I'm Team fucking Kanye. And Pete is having emotional issues from the abuse. Well, guess what, Pete? Don't date a fucking the most famous person in the world. If you have emotional, mental issues, you don't go put yourself and blast yourself in the middle of goddamn the Times Square universe and then not think there's going to be backlash. I could get, guess what? I'm fairly sane. If I was in a relationship with Kim Kardashian, I would be in a mental institution right now, okay? I would not be okay. I would have seen so many things and experienced such a high and the fumes and the outfits and the Met Ball and the media and SNL and becoming famous instantly and having Kim Kardashian come to my basement in Staten Island to eat pizza old school. I would be unwell. I would not be okay. I would be in a straitjacket eating pureed foods in a mental institution. So you don't fucking get in a relationship with the most famous woman on the planet if you have some emotional shortcomings. Stop. So I just can't have sympathy. It's ridiculous. And I'm Team Kanye. That's it. Sue me, cancel me, hate me. This round of the fight, I'm Team Kanye. I said it. I said what I said. In the words of the famous prophet NeNe Leakes, I said what I said. Yet, listen to me. Pete branded Kim's name on his body. It's like a fucking Grand Central bathroom stall. Who gives a shit? It's just some more writing somebody wrote on there. Does anybody? It doesn't seem like he gives a lot of shit about his body. I mean, if he tattooed his penis, his most famous asset, then we'd be worried. But it's a part of his body that seems to be covered with a lot of other clutter, too. And he's gone to the top of the food chain in fame. He doesn't have any room for anybody else's initials. And you listen, this is it. You peaked in high school, and that's it. You can't go higher than Kim Kardashian. Take a fucking nap. There's nobody more famous than Kim. We did it. We went from Larry David's daughter to Ariana Grande to Kate Beckinsale, a little dabble with Kaya Gerber and fucking Kim Kardashian. And oh, sorry, and a dabble with somebody from that show we all love with the sex scenes. It's like Bridgerton, whatever. He was with that girl. We did it. We're full. We saw the buffet. We ate it. You had a good time. Go take a long winter's nap with the bears because you're expired.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.